Okay, today's daf is daf tzaddik. We're up to the very first word on the top of the page. I left you hanging on a stump yesterday. What was the question that we had? Well, I said I'd love it if somebody could explain to me how in the world it's possible that a person should be, I mean, this is a standard situation. A person has a carbon pesach. Somebody asks him to be mitmane. Brings him money to pay for his chalik. The guy sells him a chalik of his carbon pesach. And somehow or other he gets to use the money. But that money was hegdish. The carbon was hegdish. So where'd the hegdish go to? It wasn't poda it. It wasn't kone it. So what happened? And this is exactly where we're at now. What I'd like to do is something a little bit unusual, because the daf is organized on a set of assumptions that you know, which we don't know. Perhaps it would be best if first we read, because oftentimes the Gemara says, and what were we talking about, Ma'i? What if we do the Ma'i first, and then get back to this, because otherwise it's going to be hopelessly complicated. So let's take a look on the second big line, and the Ma'i to Rabbi Hoshaya. We'll see that we need to know this Rabbi Hoshaya well in order to understand what the reference was before. Now, the truth is that we have a situation exactly, it seems to be exactly like this one with the carbon pesach. And that is a situation where somebody is going to use a carbon that he already has in payment for a harlot's services. So he's going to turn it into an etnan. The Torah asrs etnan. The normal case of asring etnan is that the thing that would say somebody pays a prostitute with an animal, she uses that animal now in order to bring her carbon. So that animal is an etnan. But suppose you actually pay her with a carbon. This man has very firm moral structures. How he views carbonis. And he wants to bring the lowest elements up, the firm Hasidic approach, right? You've got to bring it up from the bottom. So he pays her with a carbon. Now the question is, again, how can he pay her with a carbon if he doesn't own that carbon? It's very similar to this issue. If we're going to find that a carbon, in fact, becomes asur, and it's not, we're going to have to deal with that exactly the same as we have to deal with this. Somehow or other, he was capable of transferring the etnan, which is similar to this case, Havdil, to transferring the kedusha on the ma'od, onto the carbon to turn it into an etnan, whereas previously it wasn't an etnan, right? So that's our question. Now this is what Rav Hoshaya was addressing. And Mishnah said like this, Natana mugdashim be etnana. Somebody pays a prostitute with mugdashim. Hare elu mutarim. Then those things are completely kosher, because after all, I mean, it's not yours, so what's the difference what you gave her? I mean, it's only where there's an actual kinyan of the prostitute in the actual korban that it would make a difference. Mashain king, if you gave her ofot dechulin, so you paid her with ofot, where the ofot were not hegdish yet, hareyelo asurin. And you might have thought just the opposite. You might have thought shayabedin, umayin mugdashim shamum posel behem. That, look, isn't it a kav chomer if I have a korban, if it gets a mum, even after the hegdish. And we know that the Torah compares mum and etnan, because it says moshkatam bahem mumbam. Very often, the Gemara compares the two. So there's a relationship between hashkata, and we know as Rashi tells us back in the Mabul, hashkata refers to Dvar Erva, and mum are comparable. So if kodashim, where the fact that the thing is already kodesh, doesn't change the fact that if a mum will fall on it after it's kodesh, it'll be possible. Goes, well, it's too late, it's already kodesh. Nonetheless, ain't it nanu makir chalaleyem? The fact that now it's used to pay a prostitute makes no impact at all. And the kedusha remains perfectly clean. You can use it for a carbon. So, ofot, if you're going to take a bird of chulin, where birds ain't hamum posel behem. The halacha is that a mum doesn't posel a bird. It would have to actually be a mechuseret aver in order to be posel. You're missing a leg or something. But mum, as mum, wouldn't posel. So, ain't odin she'in etzdanu v'chir chalalehem. Is it not then a kalvachomer that if even a mum can't affect them, kol shekein etzdanu v'chir, giving them now to a prostitute, or selling a dog for them, exchanging them for a dog, wouldn't it be chalalehem the yisr talmud nomar? L'chol neder, any neder whatsoever, it would be lo taviat nanzo nao mechir kele bit Hashem alokecha. L'chol neder. The l'chol neder is l'rabot et ofot, to include even ofot where there's no din of mumi. Kavachomer, so now let's turn around and say, oh, so if that's the case, I'll make the opposite kavachomer. If a bird, which isn't affected by a mum, is nonetheless affected by being given as its nanzona, so kavachomer l'mugdashim miata. So now let's turn around and make a kavachomer and say, ma ofot she'in hamum posel behem. It's nanu mechir chalaleihen. So if a bird, which wouldn't matter if it has a mum, nonetheless, giving it over in payment to a prostitute's services is considered to be a iser in the goof of the bird. Mukdashim shamum posel behem eino din sheetznanu mechir chal aleihem. So koshkin a korban, which if you would now have a mum in the korban, it would be posel. So then certainly it should be considered an etznan zona, and it should be asur. Talmud lomar lechol neder. Note that it stresses that which will be used for a neder. Prat l'nadur. Hashem can, if something was already nadur to Hekdesh, there is no etznan and zona. Now, the problem is, what do I need that pasuk for? It's a simple, logical story. If I don't own something, how the heck can I possibly give it to somebody to answer it? It's not mine. Suppose I take your carbon. Could I use your carbon to pay a prostitute and that'll become usher? You say, ein adam usher davar sheino shelo. But it's a joke. It's not a real transaction. So why do I need to darshan l'chol neder prat nadur? Ella time, are you trying to tell me that the only reason is that it's not usher? Is the katab rachamana neder? And if it wouldn't be for that, halav achi ava mina mukdashim chali surat nan aliyah, that I would think that something that was already kodesh, I could answer as an etnan zonah, but ein adam aser davar sheino shelo. You can't take hekdesh now and answer it by making a transaction which is also when you have no right to make the transaction. There's no chalot to the transaction, but going through the motions, answer something, going through the motions can't answer something. There's no physical change in the object like a mum. Why would I need a pasuk? So the whole kavachomer was a little bit absurd when you think about it. A mum is something that is objectively measurable. The etnan zonah has to do with whether there was in fact a sale. There was no sale. So where's the etnan? There is no etnan zonah. Doesn't matter, but you don't have kinyonim in it. Now, the simple answer would be to say that this is going dach according to Yosef Glili, who holds that shlamim are indeed, or kachim kalim in general, are mamon ba'alim. And that until they're actually put, you have actually murim for the mizbeach, it remains the ownership, because after all, he's going to be eating it. He says it's really your own money, it just has hekdesh on it, but financially speaking, it's yours, and that would explain everything. That would be what you would immediately think. But instead of saying that, and this is the important thing now for our sugi, instead of saying that answer, comes along Rabbi Oshaya and gives a different answer. And he says, you know what it's talking about? B'mamanezona al pischo. It's talking about Yavah Korban. Now this brings the two sugyas directly together. We've already seen in our Mishnah that for some curious reason, you are able to take a carbon pesach, sell a piece of it. How can you sell a piece of it? That was Ula's question. So how can you pay a zona by giving her a piece of your carbon pesach? This is real, the family that prays together. So you want to really keep the zona up close. So now you've got her on your carbon pesach with you. So if that's the case, so then if that means that there's something about a carbon pesach that allows you, in fact, to do that. If we can see what that something is, then that'll be the explanation here, right? You can see very clearly what's happening. What is the explanation, goes on Rebbe Oshaya to explain? That it's going according to Rabbi, the Rabbi. And which Rabbi is he referring to? My Rabbi. The Tanya. Im yima'et habayit. It says also, im yim'at habayit, it says. Mihiyot miseh. So what does that mean? You don't have enough people to go around for your carbon pesach. So then it says, v'lakachu shchino akarov, elav, go to your neighbor, and join up with your neighbor. B'michsat nefashot. That's where we learn the din of being mamana people on your carbon pesach. But pashtus it means, you only have three people in the family, how are they going to eat a whole korban pesach? It's going to end up being left over. That's the pashtut. But then, what's the mihiyot? The mihiyot, he says, it doesn't really work. What do you mean mihiyot? So, what Rebbe understands is like this. If you don't have enough, meaning, you're in trouble because you don't have enough money to pay for your needs for pesach, what you can always do is, hachayehu miseh, you can take your money out of the carbon pesach by selling a piece of it, using the money that you got in order to buy your other tzrachim. So that means hachayehu miseh. So be mechayeh yourself. What is missing to you out of the seh? And note that it says miyot miseh. Then it says ish lfi ochlo. So apparently the problem that the Torah is allowing you to do this is mikdei achila. You don't have enough to eat properly. For instance, you don't have enough money to pay for the fuel to broil your carbon pesach. So how are you going to eat your carbon pesach? Sell a piece of the seh by getting somebody else mimuneh, take your shachin, use that money and buy fuel. How far would this go? Suppose you like to eat with ketchup, you don't have any ketchup, you buy the ketchup, now we're going to see some alcohol. But it's saying, well, if you're that kind of person. I mean, what do you want? Kidneys and mustard? What is it that you want? Oh, fuck.
Why not use the wood of heck?
No, that's only for burning silly mukash. They never let you use that for secular use. So mikveh achila, but lo mikveh mekach. You can't just use it to go shopping, you know. What do you want to do? You want to also buy some new shoes for Pesach? I mean, you can't go shopping with that money. Rebbe says, no, you can even go shopping. Af mikveh mekach. She-imein-lo. You don't have money to go shopping. Mimaneh acherimo apischol. Gal-chigigatol. Sell a piece of the Korban Pesach. Sell a piece of the Chagiga. And the money is completely cool. And so now we get really to the crux of the issue. The money is completely cool. Why is the money completely cool? Shal menat ten higdishu Yisrael pischehen. Because the original Hakadashah of the Korban Pesach, the man had in mind, look, I'm putting out what I need to put out for this Korban, as much as I'll be able to fill out from somebody else. That's going to cover the rest of it.
What he's buying when he goes shopping, that's exactly.
No, no. So he's saying even mechtei mekach going, it's completely cool. Now that clearly is the source of our. That's the answer to Ula's problem, right? This is what I do, by the way, in terms of that check to Kaplan. No, I bet because sometimes people pay after I've already told him how much money we've got. So I add money. And I think, okay, you know, we'll probably get some money to fill this, and if not, so it'll come out of my pocket. But the bottom line is, I leave open. So it's tonight. I leave open the possibility of somebody adding in. Somebody comes in with 20 shekel, comes in with something last minute. So fine. So here too. That's the idea that he has. I know I can't really afford it, but, you know, I'll probably get people to fill it up. Okay. Now, the truth is, of course, there would be a whole other way of doing that. What we could have looked at, how come you're not happy on Yontif? You're supposed to be happy.
Happy.
I don't know. I've noticed a couple times when it comes to Yontif and everybody else is saying Sameach, that's when the ore goes out of the bucket. What happens? What could it be? You wore a hat this morning, didn't you?
No.
Because the hat does that. Uh-huh. The hat does that. It drains every ounce of joy out of you. It takes it out of your head. Good. Now, the other way we could have done it was to say, instead of looking at the person who made the Korban Pesach Kodesh with this type of Tanai in mind, we could have said the guy who set aside his money for the Korban Pesach thought to himself, you know what, suppose I find a guy who already has a Korban. I don't want this to be really Kodesh at this moment, because then I won't be able to use it to buy something that is already Kodesh. Basically, I'm setting aside this money to get a Korban Pesach, and if I gotta buy a Korban, so fine, I'll end up making a Kodesh, and I can buy my way into a guy who's got a Korban, so then I'll do it that way. No, my throat on the chair. And that would have meant a lot less of a Kiddush than saying that the Se itself is left open. Now, of course, to say I'm not Cain, it's a little bit funny, because we just darshan it from a whole Pesach, a whole fancy Pesach, HaKadeh, he said, sounds like it's Xeris HaKosov, and now Rebbe comes along and says, well, but actually it's Almanat Cain. Well, what's, I mean, if it's Almanat Cain, you don't need the Pusik. And if you have the Pusik, what do you need this for of Almanat Cain? I mean, either it's a din in Korban Pesach, or it's a din of what people have in mind. Atosis is bothered by this, and he says, well, maybe that's the meaning in the Pusik. The meaning in the Pusik is that we have a right to make that kind of assumption. In other words, we could take a norm of the way people are thinking when they're magdi something and actually say that that is the real meaning of it. So it's a gilui in the pasuk that such a thing is acceptable. An assumption like that is acceptable, despite the fact that nobody ever says it. He doesn't make a beferish etznai. He just, he has in mind, sort of, if the situation comes up, he doesn't even know maybe the technicalities of it. But the pasuk says, okay, then that becomes the meaning of the hakdasha, of the Korban Pesach. Now, translated back into our sugya, let us say for a moment that Reb Hoshaya hadn't said what he said about Rebbe, right? Let's say we would have said what we wanted to say. When we saw the business about the Etnan Zonah, we would have said it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's talking about Kachim Kalim, which are Mum and Bailam. And then when it came to the issue of Korban Pesach over here, we wouldn't have had to come along and say Rebbe holds that the Pesach itself is not completely Kodesh, it's open to future Hakadashot by other people. We would have taken the easy way out, and we would have said the money that's given to me for a chelik in the Korban Pesach never really was Kodesh, because people left open the question of whether the money was going to buy chulin or whether the money was going to buy an actual piece of an extant carbon. And that would have been the easy way out. So now getting back to our sugya, where Ula left us hanging yesterday, so what possible explanation could there be? Omra Abaya says, Abaya, look, I'll tell you, the truth is, there's two levels of explanation. If it hadn't been for Reb Hoshaya insisting that according to Rebbe, the case of Etnan Zonah was giving a piece of your Korban Pesach to a Zonah, which, since he does say that, then obviously, according to Rebbe, the explanation here is exactly the same. That a Korban Pesach isn't completely Kodesh and is open either for your nightly trips to the red light district or to somebody who wants to buy in, because it's the same halacha, basically. So, in that case, case, he's got his explanation, but I can tell you this. If he hadn't said that, I myself would have taken the easy way out. I would have explained the case of Etlan Zona, not by use of a Korban Pesach. I would have explained it by use of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that we're talking about Kachim Kalim, which is Moment Bialim, and so you can use it for an Etlan Zona if you want, because it's yours. And then how would I have learned the case of the Korban Pesach? I would have said the case of Korban Pesach isn't because the animal isn't Kodesh. It's because the money that people set aside to buy a piece isn't Kodesh. That's what I personally would have done. Now that Rav Hoshaya has thrown in a monkey wrench, and he's insisted, according to Rebbe, even the animal itself is open to being an Etlan Zona. So then, of course, I mean, that would be the explanation over here, too. The Pesach itself, Amenat Keni, Tishri Yisrael, Tishchayan. So that's really, it's a very simple Gemara, except the way that it's arranged, it's very complicated, because we don't know what the Gemara is referring to. But now we do. So let's take a look at that insight. Om Rabbi. Ilav Duk Me Rav Hoshaya Lahi. If it hadn't been that Rav Hoshaya had taken the case of the Etlan Zona and insisted it was referring to Bimanez Zona Pischo, the Rabbi, so according to him, it meant that according to Rebbe, there was an actual shiur in the korban itself. I would have said, Ave Mukmina La, I would have said that the case in Tmura about the Etnan Zona is referring to Kachim Kalim. It's going a leader of Yossi Aglili who holds a Kachim Kalim or Moment Bialim, but I would never have said that the Pesach, in the goof of a Korban Pesach, I would have said, Lo Mishayer Inish. People do not leave some of it open to be chulin, waiting for somebody else to buy in. That, I think, is exaggerated. I would have understood the sugya by Pesach to be in terms of the bimaot, the money that the other guy is giving, which Ula was so concerned, so where did the Kedusha of the money go to? It didn't have anything to be chal on. I would have said the money was never really made Kodesh in the first place. The guy had in mind to set aside money, which if he bought the actual carbon chulin, he would then make Kodesh. And if not, he would basically give it to a guy as chulin, and the guy would give to him as a gift. It's not his to sell. He would say, okay, you know what, why don't you join my Korban Pesach? And registration doesn't involve buying in. You can't buy in once it's already Kodesh. It's just an acceptance of your presence in the Chabura. I, the one who bought this Korban, do cordially invite you to join me at my Seder. And that would be all there is to it.
And if nobody buys it, it's not
eat up, baby.
But it's not Korban Pesach.
No, I know it is a Korban Pesach. According to this, I would have said there's no shiur at all. He makes it a Korban Pesach right at the beginning, and he never sells a piece of it.
Right.
He just invites people as a gift, and they give him money as a gift. There's no transaction. That's what I would have said. And that's a little bit of a stretch if there's no transaction. But basically, that's how it works out. And, you know, that's how it works in the government all the time, you know. You scratch my back. We don't call it bribery. You scratch my back. I scratch your back. I call it Seder. The money that changed hands was only just a sign of appreciation.
That's
not even barter. Barter is a real transaction.
Registered?
That's the registration. The registration is that I accept you, my fellow, not ownership.
A new type of
yeah, that's what I would have said. That's what it consists of.
That would be the difference.
Without any buying in. Obviously, that's the underlying issue that's involved over here. It's a whole different sense of what it means here to be Mimuneh. I was just saying, look, the karma was already the karma for whatever. Now, Mimuneh means that you're invited to the Seder. Yeah, well, obviously, you're invited to eat. Well, I'm not invited to look. So I invite you to eat. Okay, but it's not a sale. I don't have a right to sell it. So, b'ma'ot v'aday m'shayar inish, I would have simply said, look, it's all very simple. Mi'kura k'ma'afrishlu, when a guy sets aside money to buy a korban pesach, aday t'dachi ma'afrishlu, he has in mind that maybe in the end he's going to join a guy who already has a korban pesach, so therefore the money remains chul, and he gives it to this person as a sign of appreciation for the goodwill in this guy inviting him to the Seder, and we don't call it a transaction. That's what I would have said. And that's the meaning of Rebbe's. I would say that Rebbe's means that. Umishum hachi ma'ot shebiyado chulin. And that's the only reason here that the money is, we said in the Braita, the money remains chulin. Because b'ma'ot v'ani m'shayar inshi. Hayida kamukila Rav Hoshaya, k'rebi lo mukminan lei. I would have said what he claims, Rav Hoshaya, that the Etnan Zona is, according to Rebbe, someone who gives a Zona a piece of his Korban Pesach. I would have said that's certainly not the case. It wouldn't even work according to Rebbe. I would lo mukminan on the k'rebi. I never would have said that works out according to Rebbe, because in order to make that work out, it would have had to mean that the Korban Pesach itself was open to give to a Zona, and that's not true the way I see it. Because b'pesach lo mishayer inchi, it's not going according to Rebbe. because the Korban Pesach itself, of course, is Kulei Kodesh. Now, I certainly can't say that our Braita, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, so if you're ready to say the Etnan Zonah is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, that was your simple answer over here. What are you going to make such a big drake up about Rebbe? If it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, so then you could have said the reason you can sell a piece of your Korban Pesach is because Korban Pesach is Kashim Kalim. It's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. So now we have three possible explanations for what Ula was scratching his head. One explanation is, what do you mean? Kachim Kalim is moment by women, and indeed you have a right to sell Kachim Kalim. Explanation A. Explanation B, according to Rabbi Yoshaya, a Korban Pesach is not really Kulei Kodesh until the end of the game. So if the fat lady hasn't sung yet, we don't know when it's Kodesh. In this case, I sold it to him. So what's your problem? We used the Kiddush of his money for the Korban Pesach. Therefore, it became Kulei. Explanation C is that it's going according to Rebbe, not because there's something left in the Korban Pesach itself, but rather because the money that the other guy set aside for the Korban Pesach was never really Kodesh. He kept it open to see how he was going to get on to a Korban Pesach. That's three possible explanations. That's all.
And B, it works that he's saying the Korban Pesach is conditionally Kodesh. It can go either way. That's what he said.
Yeah. No, it can't. It's conditionally Kodesh in terms of which money made it Kodesh. It's not conditionally Kodesh either way to be Chulin. Mm-hmm. So in other words, I'm leaving open whether my money bought the whole thing or whether the money to come is going to buy the whole thing, mm-hmm. buy part of it. Right? So it's still, whatever I put in, but we're waiting basically to see which part of it was mine, which part of it was the other guy. It's not completely, I haven't completely finished the exchange. So it's like an exchange over time. Suppose I'm paying up slowly. So I'm paying up slowly, so I buy the Korban Pesach, I put down 10%.
Yeah, but doesn't it work out that if it's already Kodesh, according to the explanation, and somebody comes and gives you money, and I'll be back to the original child who would have given you money
yes,
to Kodesh?
Yes, 100%. But since over here I'm paying it out, this is the money that I'm paying out for. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, suppose I go now and I buy a Korban Pesach. I say, okay, I'll give you 10% down. If I give you my next 10%, you're not going to say, well, I'm sorry, sir, this 10% we can't be Mechalo because you already bought it. I'm now paying what I bought. Right, so this is the Kiddushin that's going to go on the Korban Pesach. Okay. But now, see, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why did I get involved in that whole issue? I could have said it's Rabbi Yossi Aglieli straight out. That I couldn't do. Why? Because, our Braita that we had on Amud Beis yesterday, like a Leuku Mikir Rabbi Yossi, that couldn't possibly be going like Rabbi Yossi. Because, and the Braita very cleverly included the two dinim together to make that clear. Because what was the other piece in the Braita? The other piece in the Braita was, Ataniba, Amucher Olato Vishlama. It says over there, remember, if you try to sell your Korban Olah, your Korban Shlomim, you didn't do a darn thing. If you sold your Shlomim, you certainly did, because it's Momen Bailey. So it must be it's not Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, and that's why Ula couldn't figure it out. Because obviously Ula also would have said the first thing is. That's why Ula only asked the question here. Why did he ask the question here? Isn't this a question throughout about how are we maniga the whole transactional elements of the Korban Pesach? But now that we find a bride that's not going like Rabbi Yossi Aglieli, and is still telling me that the most is chulin biyodai, when you give a piece of Korban Pesach, that was driving Ula crazy. Oh, so we really only have two possible explanations. It can't be Rabbi Yossi Aglieli. So now it's got to be either the way Rabbi Oshaya was learning Rebbe, which is that the Korban itself isn't fully paid for, or it's got to be the way I was learning Rebbe, that the money wasn't set aside as being Kodesh in the first place. But now the Rabbi Oshaya, so I'm telling you what I would have said, but now the Rabbi Oshaya, he got ahead of me over here, and he said that the Mishnah in Temura about the Etnan is referring to a case of Bimohanez Zonal Pischo, where the guy actually gives the Zona a Chelek in his Korban Pesach, the Rabbi, and it's going according to Rabbi who holds that the actual Korban per se isn't Kodesh until paid for. Even in the Pesach itself, get out the money, even the Pesach itself, a person leaves open the possibility of further payment by others. So they're basically paying him back for what he laid out. Ma'i, what was this whole reference to Rabbi Yoshaya? What was he referring to? Ma'i to Rabbi Yoshaya? Etnan, Natan, Amugdashim, Be'etnan, Arielu Mutarim, Hofot, Chulin, Arielu Asarim. Now you, of course, would have thought, Shaya, but in my Mugdashim, Shamu. In which case, let's turn around at this point and make the opposite kal v'chomer. So now kal v'chomer lemugdashim me'ata ma ofot she'ein amun posel b'hem. etznanu mechir chalaleyem, mukdashim shamum posel be'emein odin, shetznanu mechir chalaleyem, Talmud lomar lecho neder, prat l'nadur. So you're trying to tell me, time in a kotav rachamin a neder, a lav achi, if it wouldn't be for this gzerata katuv, what? Haba amin mukdashim chal yisur etznan aleyem. Isn't that ridiculous? Ein adam oser davar shenor shelo, comes along Rabbi Hoshaya, and says it's talking about the mamaneh zona al pisco, and it's going according to Rebbe. Which Rebbe? Rebbe about Korban Pesach, the Tanya, im yimaet habayit mihiyot mise, means heyot chayehu, hachayehu mise, and this is only mikdei achila, says the Tanakama. Lo mikdei mekach, only what you need to eat the Korban Pesach, but not to go shopping. And Rebbe says, af mikdei mekach, she'inein lo mimaneh akerim o apisko, gal chagigato. Now he has ma'ot, ma'ot shebiyot ochulim, shal menat kenigdish v'Yisrael et pischeim. Fine. Now the shaila is, what is kidei achilato? So Rabbi Ferfizera says, look, you're talking about etzim letzliato, talking about what you need the fuel to actually make your korban pesach edible. That's clearly included, even according to the Tanakhama. Kulei amalo pligi. The kivan de tekanta de pischahu, kegufa de pesach dami. That's not called michdei mekach. That's called michdei achila. Ti pligi de matzah umaror. The question is, you don't have enough money to pay for your matzah, because, I mean, after all, the matzah is a lot more expensive than sirloin steak. So a guy might be able to afford, you know, a simple carbon pesach, but matzah, you're going to have enough matzah to get kazayas. So what do? You sell a piece of your carbon pesach. And that was the shaila. Can you cover your matzah with merodim? Is that called mechadei mekach, or is that called mechadei achila? That's what I think the matzah looks. Rabbonet sabre. Rabbonet say, look, that's a achila achriti. That's like something outside of the carbon. Whereas Rebbe says, well, it's the hechsher of the carbon pesach, it's the same as the goof of the pesach. But that's the most Rebbe was willing to say, and that was the most the Tanakhama was willing to extend, was to eitzi. Whereas Chadomar, no, matzu mor nami kula amalo plig. Even the Tanakhama would agree, since it says, amatzotim rorim yochluhu, the kivan, the makshir, and the pesach, you know, I mean, how are you supposed to eat carbon pesach without matzu mor? That's kepesach dami, and that's certainly bechdei achila, not bechdei mekha. Ki pligi likakbo chaluk, likakbo talik, you want to buy new clothing. And the rabbonin sabi, look, it's me. The Torah said, you know, you can do what you got to do for the seh, but you're certainly not going to put that new dress on the seh, and therefore you can't use it for the money out of the seh. You can't use it to buy it. Live it up out of that seh for yourself. So don't dress the seh, dress yourself. Getting back to Abaye. Abaye said, if it would have been for the fact, the Rav Hoshaya insisted that the case of the etnan zonah was b'mamaneh zonah pischo v'rebi, I would have said that it's going according to Rav Yossi Aglili, it's a reference to kachim kalim that you gave to a zonah. I'll leave the Rav Yossi Aglili. The yomah kachim kalim is mamad balim. And I never would have said that a carbon pesach, the actual animal, is not completely kodesh. The pesach lo mishayer inish. I explained the fact that Rebbe said the farish. Amenat kain hikdish Yisrael et pischeyam. Can't you read? It says pischeyam. So how can you argue with Rebbe Hoshaya? It says the farish. Then Rebbe explains that the whole way that this mechanism works is that the pesach itself was left open to future investments. No, I would have said that. That's a misreading. He says, Abaye, I would have read that as she'amanat kein hikdishu Yisrael ma'ot pischeyam, meaning the guys that are buying in had that in mind, not pischeyam, literally the animal. Or if I tell you, I didn't know you're reading Miller, I'm Jacoby, I'm in Rome. Fine. Now, let us see who would be acceptable on that carbon pesach. Remember that we have a question that we've had throughout the Masechta about Shoftim v'Zorkin al Tamei Sheretz. Remember that Shoftim v'Zorkin al Tamei Sheretz referred to a case where the Tamei Sheretz had not gone to the mikvah. And since he could go to the mikvah, we say Shoftim v'Zorkin, according to Man Yom Shoftim v'Zorkin Allah, he could go to the mikvah at any time. He goes to the mikvah, by the time the evening rolls around, he will then be ready to eat his carbon pesach. And since it's theoretically the yado, we'll give it to him even now. Had he, in fact, gone to the mikvah already, that was not the machlokes that we had earlier about Shoftim v'Zorkin al Tamei Sheretz. That is a case of someone who is already a Tful Yom. He went to the mikvah. It has never yet happened that a Tful Yom should fail to become Tahar because the son decided not to have. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, he's right to eat the carbon pesach. And so, statistically, we can rely on that. Newton would not have liked statistical analysis of his formula. But in any event, that's one level of reliance. The other level would be if Schopenhauer's organon Thomas was even if he hadn't gone to the Mikveh yet. So we're gonna say, well, we'll rely on you to go to the Mikveh. But we have other issues. We have also a case in which someone was a Mechuzah Kippurim. If he was a Mechuzah Kippurim, let's say that he had been a Zav, he now had gone to the Mikveh, finished counting his 7 days. Tonight he indeed will not be a Tefil Yom, but he'll still be a Mechuzah Kippurim. So we certainly cannot bring a Karban Pesach for him because he won't be able to eat it. But how about on the 8th day? He hasn't brought his Kapora yet. But he could, because as we said before, even if it's after the tummy, because to enable him to be able to eat his Karban Pesach, we will allow him to bring it. What was the whole analysis we had? Isn't it an Isser to be bringing it? And we talked about, well, you can bring the Dom and so on. Okay. But there, if he hadn't brought it yet, would we be Shochet Vizorek now on a Mechuzah Kippurim, who still has to bring his Karban? So these are the different levels. On a Tamei Sheretz, who still hasn't gone to the Mikvah. On a Tamei Sheretz, who is a Tful Yom. And on a Mechuzah Kippurim, of course, we have one other interesting case. The other interesting case is where you have someone who is counting, but is not a Mechuzah Kippurim. Because remember that a Zov Bal Shtei Re'iyot keeps 7 days of Tahira, but doesn't require a Karban at the end. Only a Bal Shalosh Re'iyot. The problem is that over there, if he has another Re'iyah sometimes in the day, then he can retroactively become Tamei. Then we're going to be shechting for somebody who may indeed be Tamei that night, because it'll turn out that his Sphira was bought on the Mavuto. He was relying on Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, was going to go to the Mikveh, or went to the Mikveh. But now if there's another Re'iyah, it will be Seiser, his Sphira. So he ended up never counting his 7 days. So that's another case which we talked about earlier about Tumas HaTahom of Zivas, when we were questioning whether there is a concept of Tumas HaTahom of Zivas. Okay. Zakter Heilige Mishnah. Zav Shira'ah Shtei Re'iyot. So here we've got exactly that case. He has 7 days, he has to count. And there's no requirement for Karban, so he will not be a Mechuzah Kippurim. Asserts the Mishnah, Shochatim Alav Bashvi'i. You can go ahead even before he does Erev Shemesh, because since if the sun sets and there's no further Re'iyah, he will be Ro'i. At this point, he was already a Sofer Shivas Vakiyim, because, as we know, Miktzat Hayom Kikulo, when it comes to Sfira, and Menela, it's everything will be okay. Ra'ah Shalosh, and therefore he would be a Mechuzah Kippurim, then Shochtim Alav Bashmini. We can then, if the Shmini is Erev Pesach, even if he hadn't yet brought his Karban, it's okay to Shecht on him, and tonight he will be Tahar, even though right now he isn't Tahar. How about a Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom, where if she sees, she will be Soteret the day, but as she stands now, she was Soferet Miktzat Hayom, Shochtin Aleha Basheni Shala. On the second day, you can check, because tonight she will be a Mur of Shemesh. Ra'at Hashnei Yamin, Shochtin Aleha Bishlishi. Whereas once she's a Zava, she now requires a Karban. So she's a Mechuseret Kippurim until the 8th day when she brings her Kapora. Shochtin Aleha Bashmini, despite the fact that she hasn't as yet brought her Kapora. On the 8th day, she's like the Zav Bashtei Riyot, the Shalosh Riyot. Over a Yudam Aram. Shochtin Lezorken Al Tvuyom, as is clear in our Mishnah, but Ein Shochatim Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, who is not a Tvul Yom, meaning he hasn't gone to the Mikveh yet, he is Mechuser Maisa now. He hasn't gone yet to the Mikveh. V'ul Amar, well, why not? Av Shochtin Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Because, I mean, it's very strange. According to Rav, the Mishnah does say the Feirush that you can check on a Tvul Yom and a Mechuser Kippurim. Can you explain to me, according to Rav, who says you are not Shochet Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, Maishna Tvul Yom, why is it different if you're a Tful Yom or you're Chazi Lukurta, you're Roy Tit Karban Pesach in the evening, and therefore we could check the Karban Pesach for you in the day, assuming you'll eat it in the evening. Tamei Sheretz Nami Chazi Lukurta. I mean, the Tamei Sheretz will be suitable tonight to eat the Karban Pesach. Oh, says Rav, will be suitable? Maybe will be suitable. Because currently he's in Mechusar Tvila, he didn't go to the Mikveh. You're relying on him to go to the Mikveh. That's a different issue. Well, I mean, Tful Yom is also Mechuser Harav Shemesh. Current circumstances are that he's still Tamei, the sun hasn't set. Ah, true, but Shimsha Mamela Harav, the sun has a tendency to set. But the guy who, if he doesn't go to the Mikveh, he's not going to go to the Mikveh. But wait a second, Rav, if that's your argument, then how are you going to explain Mechuser Kippurim? Mechuser Kippurim ain't going to happen on its own. Mechuser Kippurim, he's going to have to go bring a Karban. So Mechuser Kippurim Nami, he's also Mechuser Kapara currently, and unless he does something, it's not going to change, it's not going to happen on its own. Well, it's talking about Shekino Biyado. He's carrying his cane of Karbanot, his two birds in his hand. No, the Tamei Sheretz is standing right in front of the Mikveh. So you're going to tell me if he's standing right in front of the mikveh, then you can. But if the mikveh's a block away, then you can't. What are you saying? Ah, but the mikveh, I mean, Dilma Plosha. Maybe he'll never get into the mikveh. You're driving me crazy. So then, of course, you get for a nami Dilma Plosha. How do you know that because he's carrying his cane, therefore he's going to bring it? No, it's talking about the Gyonda Basrino Le Beit Din. What he did, basically, is he deposited, you know, they have the dispenser machines in the Beit HaMikdash. You put in, you need one cane. Seriously, you put in your money, and you get, and then it dispenses a ticket that says, Mechusa Kippurim. And then Besdin goes there, takes the money, buys the kinyan, make sure that everything is brought. So it's talked about the Masrino Le Beit Din. You put your money in the machine. Ukarev Shemaya, the Abachazaka, in Beit Din Shkoanim, Amdim Misham, Achi Echalum, Ma'ochi, Beshofaro, they empty out the kinyan machines every day. And they use up that money. And that way, anybody that's put his money in there knows that his carbon's done by the end of the day. In which case, there you don't have a chashash Dilma Pasha. But when it comes to the mikveh, there's always the Dilma Pasha. So what are you saying? You're saying that according to Rav, actually, Midiraisa is no problem. It's just that we have a chashash Dilma Pasha. And therefore, Midirabonan, where goes there not to be Shochet Vizorek Al Tomesheretz, right? That's what you're saying. I mean, the way you've explained it now, it's all a chashash. I mean, a chashash can only be the Rabbanan. Chashash can't be a Diraita. So then explain to me, how was it? Remember the sugya before where we were talking about where you had half and half? If you're going according to Mahdi Omar, that you can't have a situation where one individual, we have exactly half and half. So Rav says, okay, so go ahead and make somebody a Tamei Sheretz, and then you'll have Rov Tamei, and they can't bring on Pesach Rishon, because right, Tamei Sheretz isn't Diraita. I understand. If in your rice or Tamei Sheretz, anyway, you can bring today. So what's the eighth of being the Tamei somebody for Sheretz? If you hold that a Tamei Sheretz in your rice, it can't bring, fine. And then you got a good thing. But the way you've explained it, Allah Amar Rav, so why did Rav say Metamei Achadmei and B'Sheretz? We make somebody a Tamei Sheretz, and no, what good is that? Even a Tamei Sheretz could still bring the carbon of Betaira. Ooh. You're right. Okay, change my mind. Rav, then you're right, Nami Lofas. It must be, according to Rav, someone who hasn't yet been tovel in a mikvah is not roy midiraita to bring a carbon pesach on him. Why do I say that? Because the pasuk, ish ki yeh tamei lenefesh. So here, in introducing the dip of the pesach sheni, the Torah says, ish ki yeh tamei lenefesh. What's the tamei lenefesh, says Rav? I mean, isn't that even including a case where a guy is a Tamei Lenefesh on the last day of his Tumat Nefesh? Shechal Shvi Shelo Liot Bereva Pesach. He's still called Tamei Lenefesh, right? It's his seventh day. So what's wrong with his seventh day? All he needs is Hazayah. He gets the Hazayah of the Paraduma, goes to the Mikvah, and everything's fine at night. Nonetheless, and that's equivalent of Tumat Sheretz, correct? The Omer Achman of the Torah nonetheless says, too bad. And he has to go to do the Pesach Sheni. Wow. So if that's the case, if Tamei Sheretz is exactly the same situation, he also is going to have to do a Pesach Sheni. V'chi tema mimai dachi. How do you know that that's the case that we're talking about, even if Tamei Mesh Mishmi? Because he holds that was the actual event. So I'm like Rav Yitzchak says the case of these people, Yana Shim Tamei Lenefesh Adam, that was referring to people that were Tamei Lenefesh Adam, there was a make mitzvah. And it says, V'lo yachlu lazot ha-Pesach b'yom ahu. They couldn't make a Pesach on that day. If only it were tomorrow, I could have made a carbon Pesach, right? So obviously it wasn't the beginning of their tumah, it must have been the end of their tumah. So by Yom Ha'udainan Yecholin La'asot, Aval L'machah, Yecholin La'asot, they would have been able to make a carbon Pesach tomorrow. Nonetheless, V'amar Achmana Nitchu, the Torah is still telling them it's too bad. You'll have to make a Pesach Sheni. So therefore, says Rav, so there's a Gzeirat HaKatuv, that despite the fact that theoretically someone could eat tonight, he is not allowed to bring his carbon Pesach today. Unless, of course, he had already been told them. In which case, as Tosis, the Pesach is crazy then. What's Moshe telling them? So you'll have to wait for Pesach Sheni. You should have just told them, hey, you idiots, go ahead, go to the mikveh, get yourself there, and then we'll bring the carbon Pesach for you. What are you making such a big deal about? So Tosis, maybe they did that. But he was just telling them, and what if it would have been a case for wouldn't have been the Shvi Shalom? Boy, is that the chukah? Because after all, the whole issue of Ein Shokim V'Zorkim is only if the person is still a Mechusar Maaseh. But if he already went to the mikveh, we see clearly that that's not a problem. This isn't our mission, okay? So because of this, the Rambam holds that the din of Tamei Meit itself was never open to Shechting V'Zorkin Al Tamei Meit, even B'Shvi Shalom, even after he had had Hazayah, even after he had gone to the mikveh. And that was the Gzeirat HaKatuv for which Pesach Sheni was originally created. And that, indeed, is one of the differences between Tamei Meit and Tamei Sheretz. That the Tamei Meit, the Rova that Tzibur is Docher, but Mir to the Tzibur, Kippur, even if it's Shvi Shalom, and they'd already had Hazor go to the mikveh, they're still going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. By Shekin Tamei Sheretz, where the whole parsha wasn't said, and there was no din of being docha if the Kippur is Tamei, neither was there a din of being docha a Tamei Sheretz, who had already been titled. There was no din of being docha to Pesach Sheni either. That's completely different halacha by Meit, not like Tosef says, that they're truly equivalent. They're not truly equivalent. Clearly, there's something unique about the case of Meit. I'm not going to say that anybody who is unable to bring the Pesach, let's say the Zov indeed, and if it's Shmini Shalom, so we can't check tonight, it's not the same. Okay, so that's Rav's reasoning. So now let's take a look at our Mishnah. Zav Shira'ash Tevi'iyot Shochtin Alav Bashvi'i. So, I mean, what is that talking about? Isn't that mashma that he didn't go yet to the mikvah? The Shochtin Alav Bashvi'i means that he did his sphere. He completed his sphere and he's now able to go to the mikvah. But, I mean, a Zav on the seventh day after Sphira Mikzis Hayom is precisely the same as a Tamei Sheretz. And the Mishnah is saying you can go ahead and you can bring the Pesach for him, so even though he wasn't table. In which case, Shmamin or Shochtin Vizorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, not like Rav. So he's going, no, maybe the Mishnah is talking about that he went to the mikvah. The Tavya. Tavya, so I understand. What's the chiddush? Itavo Maika Mashmalan. What do you mean, Maika Mashmalan? Come Mashmalan. Avagavna Makusar Harev Shemesh. Why isn't that a chiddush? A person is currently Tamei. Saying just because he's going to be able to eat tonight means that necessarily I can bring it on him. Right now he's Tamei. Come Mashmalan. The Shimshama Mela Arva. That's part of the process of the Taira, which occurs automatically. By the way, I mean, don't tell me that you think that I'm stretching the point, because on the contrary, how else are you going to read the Mishnah? You know, I mean, the Stavra. It's much more reasonable to understand it that way. Look, if you don't understand it that way, then what's the point of the continuation of the Mishnah? The Ketani Sefer, the Mishnah goes on to say, but if he was Ra, Shalosh Riyot, Shachtin Alav Bashmini. No. So if you're going to tell me that Bishlem is Zavshara Ashte Riyot, Shachtin Alav Bashmini, Tavil, if the first case is talking about that he went to the mikveh, you now need to have the second case to tell me, because I would have thought, Sakatat Ramina Rosh, Eriyot Bishvi, who, the Lomachusar Maisa. The reason that I'm able to bring for the person who was Tevel is because he was already Tevel. There's nothing left for him to do. The sun is going to set automatically. Alvara'ah Shalosh Bishmini, Masha'in came on the eighth day, where he's actually a Mechusar Maisa. So he still called him a Mechusar Katpaba, and therefore, lo, there's no way to bring a carbon for him, even for tonight. So now there's a big finish in the mission. I'm adding an additional finish. Even though he is in fact Mechusar Kapara, we could still go ahead and bring the carbon for him. He's going to tell me that the first case is that the guy didn't even go to the mikveh. What's the point of telling me the second case? It's a Kal V'chomer. Why tell me the case of Ra'ash Shalosh Bishvini Lamali? Ashti Yeshlama Ra'ash Teiriyot Bishvini Delo Tabal. If a guy who didn't even go to the mikveh, where he's truly Tamei still, Tamei Ma'ayu, nonetheless, you're claiming Shachtina V'zachtina Aleluya. So then what's the Kiddush Ra'ash Shalosh Bishvini? We're over there. He already had been to the mikveh the day before. And now Kalisha Tuma, he's already Arif Shemesh. He's now only got a little bit of Tuma left. It's very, very attenuated Tuma. Lo Koshikei Deshachtina Aleluya. Obviously, we could bring a carbon on him. Why would the Mishnah bother telling it? El Alav Shemamina. Therefore, it's clear that the Mishnah means what I'm saying it means, says Rav, that Ra'ash Teiriyot Bishvi is talking about where he had gone to the mikvah alone. The Shachtin alone, the Tavil. And the Chiddush is that the Mechusar Kippur, even though he didn't do the Maisa, is nonetheless Shachtin Mizarkin. Huh? I mean, yeah, it's okay, but I mean, I can get out of it. Leola Meimelach, I could tell you that you don't have to learn the Mishnah like that. I could tell you that the case of the Tvuyom is that he hadn't gone to the mikveh yet, and nonetheless, you still have a Chiddush in the case of the Shmini Shalom. You see, Shvi, it's biyadol takeh. It's basically up to him. All he's got to do is go to the mikveh, and everything is hunky dory. Avo Bishmini, it's not really up to him. What he knows, he's in a matzah being Mechusar Kippurim. He can't do anything about that. He's got to rely on other people to do something, right? The most he can do is put his money in the automatic dispensing machine. But that's not making himself tahor. So over there, Ema Pashi Bekoanim. The Mishnah is coming to tell me that Kamash Malam, you don't have to worry about the Koanim because the Bezdin's in charge and they see to it that the machine's emptied every day and that every last penny is used and they can rely on it. But otherwise, I would say, look, something that's not Biyadcha is worse. I'm better. Okay. So we have two possible understandings of our our mission. If you hold Ein Shochtim V'Zorkin Otam Esheretz who has not been Tovel, so then you'll have to learn that the Chiddush in the Mishnah is talking about where the Zav was Tovel, Shvi Shalom, and because Shimshon Avela Ka'arva, he is Tor at night, and therefore you can be Somech on him, because he was already Tovel. And the Chiddush in the 8th day is that even though it's not Biyado, the Chiddush on the 8th day is that in that case, we will be Shechet V'Zorik, even though he's Lamaisa still in Mechusa Kippurim, because of the fact that the Beis Din is going to take care of it. If you hold that Shochtim V'Zorkin, Altamen, it's talking about that the guy was not Tovel, and nonetheless Shochtim V'Zorkin Elian, and the Chiddush of the Mechusa Kippurim is that even though it's not Biyado, nonetheless you can rely on it. Hazava Shochtin, Atani Tana Kamedu Revada Barava, Vehazava Shochtin Ala Bishvi'i Shalom. Which doesn't really make any sense, because Hazava Bishvi'i Shalom, in the Mishnah says Shvi'i Shalom. That's because Hazava, by definition, there's no such thing as Hazava will have to count 7 days who does not have to bring a carbon. Such a situation exists only by Hazav, a male, who was Roya Shtei Re'iyot, where his Tomei Shivas Yomim and not Chayav a carbon Bishvi'i. So how could this? The Tana said Hazava Bishvi'i Shalom, he told him, what's the matter with you? Hazava Bishvi'i Shalom, Michazia, she's not going to be Ru'uya, even in the night. Even if you hold you can bring a carbon pesach at somebody that's tummy, it's only someone who's tummy that will be roy to eat the carbon tonight. Like say tummy sherets. Over there is chazi l'urta. But over here, the zava, there's no way she's going to eat that carbon pesach because ad l'machar the mati kapara lo chazia. Well, the way you should read that was not bishvishla, it's bishmini. Bishmini. So then, isn't that pshita? Why not? Because ma'adavema, even in mechusa kapara lo, since l'maisa, it's not in your hand, you're still mechusa kipurin. Therefore, it comes to tell me, just like Rav Shmaya said that those vending machines are guaranteed, so don't be, that's good for the Chiddush, that you can rely on a vending machine. Omar, Ravina Omar, Nida Tanakam. That wasn't the case. Nobody's so crazy. The guy didn't say a Zava. Yeah, everybody knows a Zava can't possibly eat Bishvi at night. The case was, the guy said that a Nida on the seventh day, Nida Shochtin Ala Bishvi. To which he responded, Nida, Bishvi Michazia. What do you mean? She can't go to the mikveh today. The Nida can only be Tovelet at night. Because she's not like a Zava where she's counting 7 days. A Nida doesn't count. She's Tamea 7 days. So therefore, until after 7 days, she can't go to the mikveh, which is why Anita goes to the mikveh at night, as opposed to everybody else who goes in the day. So bishvi michazia filuman yomer shavu b'zorgan to mesheretz. Even if you're old, that you could send a carbon pesach, but somebody's currently tomek. That's because they could make themselves roy lachila at night and chazi l'urta. Nida l'urta b'shvi utavla. The Nida can only go to the mikveh at the night time. So that means that until the next night time, at shemini daver shemesh lochazia, she will not be ruhiya to eat the carbon pesach until it's a day later. So how can she bring a carbon? Ela ema bishemini. So what she should have said is that on the Nida, on the eighth day over there, she's going to, by the time the night comes along, she'll be atzvula shemesh. Isn't that obvious? If a zava who is even mechuseret kapara, you can even be shoked on the shemini. So obviously, Anita, who doesn't have the whole problem, and mechuseret kippurim, she's got no carbon to bring. So Anita, tzrichal ameimer, the shechtinu v'zakinu, well, obviously we can do that, right? Well, yes, but the truth is that Nida tzrichale. It's coming to tell me a chiddush about Nida. The chiddush being a kamash v'lan b'shmini in b'shvi'i lo. It's telling me that you should know that she will not be yotzer or tefila b'shvi'i. That's one of the things that once that's true, then it's pshita. But to make that clear to you, that part isn't pshita. Kinatanya, kol chayavei tefilot tefilatam bayom. But a Nida and a yoledet, because a yoledet is given the same din as a Nida, so there she is, those two women are in fact meot during the day, and obviously it's like being tovel v'sheretz b'yadam. So tvilatan is b'layla. D'tanya yochot tehei tovelet mi ba'od yom. You might think that it's okay if a Nida and a yoledet go into the mikveh while it's still day, and then they'll be yotzei mitumatam b'layla. Tamud lomar, shivat yamim tihiyet v'nidatam. That means tehei v'nidatam kol shiva. The entire 7 days is defining a state of being, not a process. It's, therefore, has nothing to do with the idea of counting Shiva of a Zava. And once that's true of the Nida, you'll let it eat Kashla Nida. And therefore, we now know that there's no Tvila Biyom. Omar Abaya, Ila, Duke, Mine, Rabbi, Oshayala, he in the case of Etnan. and claimed it was going to Rebbe, I would have said that the case over there of Etnan is talking about Kershim Kalim. It's going a little bit of Yosef Lili, Yama Kershim Kalim, Mom and Bailani, but certainly a carbon pass of Lomishayar Inish. I agree that Bimma'ot Vadimishayar Inish, to be correct, Mafshu, Adaitin Ava Mafshu, and that's the Rebbe. It's because the Mot, that's the reason why the Mot should be out of a school. Because Bimma'ot Vadimishayar Inish. Now, as far as what Rebbe Oshaya said was like Rebbe, I wouldn't have said it's going like Rebbe. Lomik Minilayanaka Rebbe the Dafkinat, I would say, because to say it's going like Rebbe implies that the carbon itself is open to give it to an Etnan, and that's not true. To the Pesach Lomishayar Inshi. You'll say, why don't I simply learn the case over here to be going like Rebbe Yossi Aglili, and that's why you can give a carbon Pesach, you can sell a carbon Pesach because it's your money. You can't say that. I'll like a look like Rebbe Yossi. Da'atani bo'an, the same bright that says, Mocher Latol Vishlamav, and Shlomi Makachim Kalim, it says, Lo Asavalo Klun. Was it going to Rebbe Yossi Aglili? It certainly would be. Okay, so Hashta, however, unfortunately, now Rebbe Oshaya has pulled the rug out from under me, and he is Ukmi Rebbe Oshaya Lahi, the case of the Etnan in Masechet Tmura, and it's going according to Rebbe. Shema mina desvirle. I feel a bit pischo. Mishayer inish. My hider Rebbe Oshaya. It's not. Now tana mukdashim betanana reila mutarim. Ofot chulin reila aserim. Shaya bedin. Umay mukdashim shamu pasel beimena tana mechir chalaliyem. Ofot shena mu pasel beimena din shena tana mechir chalaliyem. Amudomar lechol neder. Lerabot ta ofot. Zaka b'chom le mukdashim yata. Ma ofot shena mu pasel beimena tana mechir chalaliyem. Mukdashim shamu pasel beimena ina din. Already. So you're telling me time to cut the rough one and neder. But if not for that, you would have said that Mukdashim Chal Yisrael not only as a possible. Time along, Rebbe Oshaya to explain that it's talking about him in Manezonal Pisco, and it's going according to Rebbe, and that's the point at which I need the pasuk. My Rebbe, that means Hachayel Miseh. But only, of course, Michte Achilato, Michte Mecca. Whereas Rebbe says, nah, you go all the way. Inelon, Menacherim al Pischo, Yachagigato, Umaot Shibiado Chulin, Shamanat, Kenig Dishi Yisrael et Pischayen. So Rabbi Rebbe Zera, Chanomar, what's the machlok? The eights in the Tzliyato, Kuliyam al Pligit, given the count of Pesco, Kuku for the Pescadani. Ki Pligit Matsu Mora, Rabbon and Savre. Oh, that's a different mitzvah, it's a different Achila. Rebbe Sava giving that share to Pesach, that's like going shopping. That's what he meant by going shopping, Kuku for the Pescadani. Which means only Achayeh or Seh. Whereas Rebbe Sava Achayeh Atzmecha Miseh. Now, let me ask something. According to Abaye, who was claiming that he loved Dukmi Roboshay Lahiba Mamanezona Al Pizchav Rebbe, you would have said, I would have said, Mukmina Bakashakal Rebbe Yosef Lili, Mukashakal Mama Bailani. But certainly a person would never be Mashiach in his Korban Pesach. How do you explain the fact that Rebbe says Beferish, Almanat Keni Gdishisol Pizchayim, which means that he left it in the Korban Gufa? Now, I would have said, the meaning of that is Almanat Keni Gdishisol Ma'od Pizchayim, not the Pesach Gufa. Zov Shirosh, Tehri Yoshev Kinalav Bishvi, Rad Shalosh, Shokin Alav Bishmini. Shomer Yom Kineged Yom, Shokin Alav Bishini Shala, Rata Shnei Yomim, Shokin Alav Bishlishi, Hazava, Shokin Alav Bishmini. Omer Yom Yom Rav Shokin is organized for Yom, Lubuchas Kippurim, but never Allah Tamish Sheretz. According to Rav, what's the difference between two yom? Because it's kozi lurte. So Tomei Sheretz not me kozi lurte if they go to the mikvah. But he didn't go to the mikvah. He's still mechuzet tefila. Okay, so it's yom, and you could say he's still mechuzet Rav Shemesh. Yeah, but the Shimshim and Mela Harva. All right, the mechuzet Kippurim is mechuzet Kippurah. It's talking about Kino B'yado. Kino B'yado. So Tomei Sheretz is a mikvah lefano. Yeah, but Dima Pasha. So the mechuzet Kippurim not me Dima Pasha. Kigon the Masinu Lebeit Dinu K'Rabi Shmaya. Yom HaChazaka, Ein Dei Din Shem Kohanim עומדים משם עד שיחלו מאות שבשופרות. ולרב, you're right, the מכסי חזיף, רב, בוא ננו דקוס רבי. So then how is it that רב said, מתם ילך מהם בשרץ? אלא לרב, when you're right, נעמי לא חזיף, why? תכתיב, איש השקיע את המילה נפש אדם, מי לא עסקין שחל שבי שלו להיות בערב הפסח, which is the equivalent of תומת שרץ, and nonetheless, אומר אחמן הנדחה, וכי תן לי ממאי דאחי, because he also agreed with Yitzchak, גם את מי מית מצווה היו, שחל שבי שלהם להיות בערב הפסח, because it says clearly, לא יכלו לעשות את הפסח ביום ההוא, which means only ביום ההוא הם יכולים לעשות, אבל למחר יכולים לעשות, and nonetheless, אומר רחמנא נדחו, not tonight. Zav shara ashtei riyo shoktin ala b'shvi. So my lab de lo toga. Bishma min ha-shoktin zorgin ha-tamashet. How does Rav argue? I mean, no, Rav, what do you mean? It's talking about the toga. Toga has to make a mashmalan. Kamashman, the apagal namachuzi arav shemen. Kamashman, the shim shalim eila harva. By the way, okina in the stava. Min ha-tani sefer ha-ash shalosh riyo shoktin ala b'shmi. I mean, so what's the condition that? Iya, the bishlem is a zav shara ashtei riyo. It's talking about that we're shoktin ala b'shmi. We already went to the mikvah. Now have a kiddush. Kasakadai v'chamina. Fine. In the case of Rosh Tei Riyot Bishvi is because he already went to the mikvah and he's not a mechusar maisa, and that's because the Shemesh sets by itself. Avo Ra'ah Shalosh Bishmini, where his mamish mechusar maisa, so over there is mechusar kapara, maybe I'm not allowed to. Kamashran, the Afa got the mechusar kapara. Nonetheless, Shaktim is okinola. But if you're going to tell me that the first case, where Rosh Tei Riyot Bishvi is talking about he didn't even go to the mikvah, this is the ultimate mechusar maisa. So what's the chidish? Ra'ah Shalosh Bishmini Lamali. I'll make a kav homer. Ashti is Lamar Ashti Riyot Bishvi in the Lotova. Over there is a Tami Ma'ayu, Shachinam Zakinel, as a Koshikin, if he's Ra, Shalash, Bishamini, where he was already Tavale Bishvi, the Kalisha Lady Tuma, the Lord Koshikin, the Shachinam Zakinel, El Alav Shmamina, the case must be that Rashti Riyot Bishvi, the Shachinel is referring to where he was Tova. Yeah. The low tabil. I could still tell you there's a chiddush. Sarkadatecha mina b'shmi over there, even though he wasn't tovel, but at least it's biyadola takeni. He could always go to the mikvah. Mashenke b'shmini to ain biyadola akriv korban. What's he going to do if they won't bring it for him? So maybe over there him a pasha bekani. That it's a guarantee. Now, Atana said before Rav Arava, instead of Azava Shochtin Aleihot Bishmini, he said Bashvii Shala. So which Rav Arava said? Now, what are you talking about? Zvi Zava Bashvii Shala Mechazia. Afilu Aman Yom Hashem was talking about Tomisheretz. That's only Hanim in the Tomisheretz Chazil Urta. But she's not Chazil Urta because Ad Lamov the Mati Kapora Lochazia. You better say Shmini. That's Pshita. No, it's not Pshita, because given a Mechuzik Kapora, I might have thought, lo, Kamash Vankar of Shemaya, that's considered to be Biyadda. Ravina Amar, he never talked about a Zav, he's talking about a Nida. Nida Tanakame. A Nida Shortino La Bishvi, to which Rav Ara said, what do you mean? Nida Bishvi, Michazi, Afilu Man Yom HaShem HaMizor, Kanotam HaSheretz. That's only because of Bichazi Liurta, because you'll be able to do Arav Shemesh after Tefillah today. But a Nida, even if she goes to the Bikvi immediately, upon the evening, she's still not Lord to the Shvi, in the Tavla, she's still not going to be able to eat at Shmini, the Arab Shem Shlokazia. Ela imi b'shmini. So then Pshita, Ashtu Mazov, and Mechuzi Kapora, Shachtim Zorkin Ola b'shmini. Obviously, I needed all Mechuzi Kapora, Tzvich Ola Meimah, the Shachtim Zorkin Ola. No. That's not the point. I don't need to tell me that. But I do need to tell you only Bishmini, don't I? It's a quick as mashmin, Bishmini, but not Bishmi. Kiritanya, kol chayavei tefilot tefilatan biyom, nida violet tefilatan balayla. Kiritanya, yachol te'et tovelet mi ba'od yom like a zava. Tamud lomar shivat yamin tihiyeh benidata. Te'ei benidata kol shiva, violet itkash lenidam.